Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life After Dusk Live with your boy, Ceddy J. It's another beautiful Monday here in the show. Glad to have you all. Especially, man. It has been an interesting weekend. So, give some applause for that. Thank you. All right, so, first off, I want to reiterate, we said it last week. I want to again say happy belated Mother's Day to all the mothers that, now, and when I say this, because a lot of people don't understand the kudos, when I say happy Mother's Day, I say it to not just the people who birthed someone, people who had to take over the role, people who also extended to those who were expecting mothers but ended up losing their child. So I think, in my opinion, those who are just as important. Because, you know, Mother's Day is a rough time for people who were trying to bring a child into this world, but things didn't work out that way. And so I definitely want to say happy Mother's Day to y'all, too. I know people might not constitute that, but in my opinion, you know, it's just as hard. So, again, happy belated Mother's Day to everyone that was just holding it down. Man, a lot of crazy stuff coming up, man. Got a great interview coming up for today. Man, y'all know how I do it here. I love great stories. I love great people. And I just love, you know, for me, I love seeing people when they first start out, because it's always a beautiful thing of going back to these interviews and seeing them, you know, flourish. Like, dang, I remember that person, they really doing it. Like, it's crazy. And it's a blessing that, you know, we continue to be put in this role of being able to do that. And that is why we have been going strong for 10 years as of March. So, you know, not to humble brag real quick. But, yes, so we'll be talking to one of the co-founders of Rosedale Clothing, and that'll be my boy Curtis Ryan. We chopping up with him. Cannot wait. A lot of great stuff. But come on, this man, I'm just telling y'all, man, it's a beautiful thing. It's not just, and it's, you're going to find out why it's more than just a clothing line. It is a movement. So we're going to get into all that during the interview. But as far as my weekend, y'all know how I would start every show off. I give y'all a little bit to my business and whatnot. So I'm going to do that now. First off, I want to just go ahead and say this weekend, well, I was very lame this week. Very lame this weekend. I was pretty much doing editing and playing Xbox. That was what my weekend consisted of. And people, if you know me, you know that's not a typical weekend for me. I needed that because I've been moving around, and usually when I'm not traveling, I'm working like all goddamn day. When it's not my, even on the weekends. So, for me, being able to just be lame all weekend, that was fun. The highlights of my weekend were, Mother's Day was beautiful. Got a chance, took my mom out to Sawgrass Steakhouse. I always forget how great the bread is at Sawgrass. Man, that bread. I'm gonna tell y'all Sawgrass, because y'all ain't no sponsor. So I'm about to talk my trash. So buckle your seatbelt. I just want to know when y'all put this fondue, man, that little fondue dish. Why y'all started skimping on the fondue? Y'all used to have it in a nice big bowl, and shoot, used to be a dip all kind of crab meat on there. They was being real. They had it in a small skillet now, and it's like you got really ration off the dip because you're like, oh man. And but here's the thing. Now it's like they sold backwards. When they had the big bowl, they barely gave you enough bread, and they barely gave you enough of the bread for the fondue. But now, but it's the other way around. Y'all got less fondue dip, and you're giving me the you're giving me more bread. I'm confused. Come on, Sagres. Come on. So, no. I was driven nuts by that yesterday. I really could not believe it. I'm like, wow. But here's a word that I have never, I know. Y'all gonna say something to me. I know it. I have never had steak there. Yesterday, the person had steak. It was good, you know. And I've been doing something lately of trying to not, because I'm usually one of those people that do well done. I'm like, well done, well done, well. I've been trying to shy away from that more and open my horizons. I haven't been disappointed. You know what's crazy though? Hey, I'm gonna say, wow, I can't believe you said that. I honestly think the steak I had at Cheddar's was better than the one I had at Sawgrass yesterday. I know. Now you can go ahead and get your system. I know, get your system. I know. But nah, so I'm really thinking if I should, you know, that's not Crickets of the Week yet. I'm not doing that segment until later on. I had to still give Sawgrass. I'm going to give them my early Crickets of the Week. They get a few crickets. Don't be, you know how black people are about their dip. We like the dip to bread ratio being just right. You don't need don't start skimping. And then y'all had to, that price stayed the same. Y'all didn't skimp on the price. So, yes. It was good. Hey, y'all got to do something about asparagus. Y'all want to make asparagus every different way but regular way. Frying it or just grilling it. Y'all just can't make some regular behind asparagus. Y'all got all these weird spices on there. And, I'm just looking at it like, wow, I don't even like the asparagus. And it, like they were trying too hard to, like, people. I don't need no trying hard to make asparagus taste good for me. Just give me regular ass asparagus. I need what the, I just don't know what that was yesterday. So other than that, I'm cool. It was a dope weekend. This ain't gonna be the show where I did Game of Thrones spoilers. I'll let y'all let all the other shows do all that. I don't need to do that, but yeah, last night episode was dope. The things I wanted to happen finally happened. That's all I got to say. It's all coming. It's all happening the way I want it. And next week is the season finale. So, oh, no, series finale, actually. Not season. Series finale. So I am excited to see where this is going to go. Other than that, man, thank you, everybody. Tune into the show. We give you, as usual, a great show. Fun atmosphere, great conversation, great people. Again, let me line up what she got coming up for tonight's show. Again, you got in a moment after this song break, we're gonna have the co-founder of Rosa Clothing, Curtis Ryan, and then we're gonna follow up with one of everyone's favorite segments called Crickets of the Week. And I'm not doing clumsy crickets this week for our Crickets of the Week. I'm just gonna go on to some random stuff I've noticed, man. There's some people that got to get these crickets, and they going to feel me today. Y'all going to feel my wrath today. That's all I did, Sawgrass. That was just a light cricket of the week. I just wait when I get these other ones at my system. But, yes, so that being said, everybody, we're going to go ahead and go to a song break. I'm about to take it back. It'd be hard-pressed for me to do this interview and not take it back to one of the people that's involved with Rosa Clothing. I'm going to take it back to a song that, reminds me of like early days of this show. So I'm going to take it back to the Cousins. This is Bang Bang Bigelow right here on Life at the Dust Live, your boy Ceddie J. When we come back, we got my boy Curtis Ryan on the show.
Make the trunk feel. make your trunk bang, 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 make your trunk bang.
Speakers round.
What else?
In my truck.
Okay.
Beating down your block, boy, screaming out earthquake. Bass up so loud, you can hear me from a mile away. Texas place, album jamming, I'ma grind all day. Before I leave the house, best believe I got my money face. The way I cook the head, I know exactly how the money tastes. Catch me in a parking lot, pimping real hard. Better cuff your girl, cause I'll pull your bra. Turn the sound up just to drown out a hater. She threw away her grader. If you're talking down, I sing you to your maker. Search on the track, all I need is pen and paper. Bang, bang, Bigelow, bout to have the block got. Better hold on, coming for the one spot. Put up on the fastest rope, just to show you what I got. And in my trunk, you best believe what I got. That bang, bang, Bigelow. Bang, bang, Bigelow.
Can cause a distraction. You celebrate too early like DeSean Jackson. You thought that those tens really was blasting until my 12 came through and smashed them. If it got that South Seal, then it's a classic, cause you can feel the impact when you in traffic. The bottom line is y'all can't match it. No respect it or accept it. Please excuse my brashness.
Yeah.
Hillside Park gon' sound like Jurassic. It sound like my truck holds a T-Rex captive. And them stickers on the side of your shit is tacky. And tell your to please stop licking the lips at
a
me. Or I give her something for her face, for her acne. And let's just say that it won't be proactive.
Yeah.
Now you stretched out when you should be relaxing.
Uh-huh.
My bang bang Bigelow is ready for action.
Bang, bang, Bigelow.
Banging and kicking, knocking like let me in. The city on 612s like he whip it, that's them 10s. Just be copying, yeah, they Decepticons. Try to learn to look and then they learn how to rest it on. That's rapper, son, like walking for your crawl or falling for your ball. Love to argue, hate to brawl. Love to but hate a brawl. Lil' playing hard, really soft, you a fraud. Gone and take a loss, cause this that dirty ride of music like we tough and dumb. Think you out facing this, my nigga, then you dumb. Dub sevens of us, you win the side like Miss Sullivan. Now, see what I've done, that's irrelevant. Ooh, what a punchline. Use a snack for lunchtime with all that ride, ride, yeah. Crack it, crunch time. I'm just trying to let you know. Thought to Jackie, let them go. Second llama, her name Wanda Lil. They ready to go. I got that.
Bang, bang,
All right, everyone, welcome back to Life of the Dust Live with your boy, Sonny J. That was Bang Bang Bigelow. Bang Bang Bigelow. By the cousin, hey, that song still gets me lit. Okay, nobody got to say that song still. Man, y'all know what I'm saying. Some people, because a lot of times, some of y'all's chords are doing too much of that. Y'all wanted to sit there feeling like this felt. which, by the way, y'all, I just realized, long time just stepped up the chat room. This happened, y'all. I'm just finding this out today, because it wasn't like this last week. Brand new chat room they got for. So if y'all wanted to, like, while you're listening, you want some talk in the chat room? You got a brand new chat room. I haven't tried out to see how it works on mobile, but based on how it's looking, it looks like it works on mobile too. So even if you can't call in, y'all can also chat in the chat room. Oh, y'all understand. I'm so lit, man. They just fixed a little chat room up now. Finally, that mess was way better. Good Lord. All right, so let me go ahead and go to, because we got our special guest on the line. I want to bring to the fold a very, 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 very intelligent brother, because he got to be intelligent. The fact that he came with a movement this big, I want to welcome to the show my boy, Curtis Ryan, who is the co-founder of Rosedale Clothing. Welcome to the show, boss.
I'd like to say thank you to all my brothers and sisters who are listening right now. Because I'm finna give you the word and the meaning of this Rosedale movement.
Yes, sir. We appreciate it, man. First off, you know, I want to send a shout out to your bro, because Madonna's Ryan. You know, that's somebody I've known for quite a while. So we go all the way back to Morningside and Tech, and so therefore after. So it's been a brother's been my corner forever, and just definitely appreciate it. So I feel like, you know, I didn't necessarily know you yet. I feel like I already know you because I know him. So first off, blessing to have you on the show, man.
I appreciate that.
Yes, and therefore, that being said, right now we're going to learn more about you and learn about, like, what kind of spearheaded this movement. So going all the way, I'm going to go jump in the time machine. Like, as far as, like, early on in your life, was fashion always a part of your life, or was this something that just sparked recently?
Well, it ain't always been a part of my life, but it's something that I had was inspired by Nipsey Hussle and how he turned his neighborhood around. And that was a positive black man, and I liked the movement he made. So I was inspired by him with his clothing line.
Most definitely. And by which, again, it's called Rosedale Clothing. Like, what's the, like, let everybody know what made you say, let's make this about Rosedale. What led you to going that route?
Well, I just thought about how far Rosedale run from east and west, and it run through four neighborhoods. It went from Como to Southside to Pilot to Stop 6. In all four of these neighborhoods, we share the same street, but we had a different way of going about it. You know, it had been a little distraction between us from years in the past. And it's something that I just said that I want to try to, you know, to get the brothers and sisters together, since we share the same street. You know, if we share the same street, that's one street, so I consider us being one.
That's powerful, man. And yeah, I mean, the crazy thing is, when y'all first brought that up, I started really thinking, because I started in the West Side now, and so I just started thinking about it. Damn, I'd have been in every piece of that Rosedale corridor. So, like, I'd have been on the East as far as Stop 6. I'd have been on close to Poly. And then, Southside most of my life. So, yeah, I'd have been in all four of those neighborhoods at some point in time. But, yeah, so it's definitely, Yeah, it definitely means a lot to me because I know I've been on every piece of it, so I definitely know by the first hand how powerful it is. And people who are listening who might not be from here, Rosedale is a big, like, Rosedale's long as heck, man. It goes on forever and ever. Even at one point in time, it changes to halfway the street changes to. I think it's Random. Is it Random Hill? I think it changes to one of those, but nonetheless, that's how long the street is. It's like this heartbeat that just kind of goes through all those areas. But so going off there, like you said, you started this because you wanted to kind of bring all four of those neighborhoods together. So, and of course, I know you said Nipsey kind of inspired you. Well, what made you think that the Clover Line idea would work here as well?
Well, I just figured it worked because, like I say, we share the same street, you know, and it's a lot of history on Rosedale. Rosedale is one of the most popular streets in Fort Worth. You know, it was a lot of black-owned business on Fort Worth. We had our first black-owned ice cream shop on Rosedale. We had one of our first barbecue spots on Rosedale. We had a lot of pharmacies on Rosedale. You know, it was black-owned when I was growing up as a kid. And Rosedale was just what was happening when I was young. And I'm trying to bring the same.
I
was trying to bring, you know, history back, you know, because they say history can be repeated, you know, and all the legends before us, they just been unrecognized, and I feel that we should, you know, bring it back, you know, because like I say, you know, we share the same street, and I just feel that we consider to be brothers and sisters because we share the same street, and I think if we unite, we can make Rosedale back again, make it, you know, relevant again. Because right now, I mean, everything getting took from us on Rosedale.
Yeah, everything you turn your head, they made a whole new performing arts STEM program over there by I Am Turl. All of a sudden, that's popping. And yeah, every time I turn my head, the projects over there, they're getting ready to tell them tear those down. Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, the hospital district of Rosedale, I say from the hospital district, the few blocks on down, that's where they, you know, they really doing a good job on that, but it's just the hood part of Rosedale that they're not, you know, caring about. You know, it still look rough on the other part, of, like Horn, and then when you cross 35 going through the south, and then you go through Polly, and then to stop 6, you know, they're not fixing it up. They're just fixing the hospital district of Rosedale up. That's the only part of Rosedale that they're giving a makeover.
Right. It's like the message they're sending is, you know, that's pretty much the main thing that matters because, you know, here's what we think matters. We think at the end of the day, y'all going to end up here one way or another through health or through circumstances. That's the place you're going to end up at, so we going to make that look nice. But when y'all live at, leave y'all where you're at. What do you think personally, what steps do you think we need to take as far as, you know, getting behind this movement to help make this, you know, turn things around and, you know, not wait for somebody else to help, change the area. What do you think are some of the stuff that we can start doing?
We need a lot of positive people to try to motivate the people that's not positive right now. Like I was at a little seminar Saturday. They had a brother fly in from California. He was the original founder of Bloods. And I went and sat in there and I listened to that gentleman. He had some real positive thoughts for the city, you know. And it was a lot of Blood members there. And, you know, he was telling them some positive things. And, you know, it seemed like everybody got on board because, you know, a lot of those guys, they want to purchase the shirt as well. And I said, you know, we just need a lot of positive speakers that was before our time, and then some of the guys my age and some of the youth. You know, you can learn from anybody. So, you know, really we just need a lot of positive energy going into this movement. And then, you know, I think once we make that step and start having, like, meetings and, you know, talking about the movement, I think it'll catch on from there.
Yeah, I personally think, like, based on this idea, everybody needs to figure out – I think this is what we mess up at is everybody needs to figure out what their strengths are and, you know, whatever skills they have, bring them forward. You know, you might not know shirts, but you know how to do marketing. You know how to do printing. You know how to, you know, be able to cut hair, do tattoos. The list goes on. It's something that it's a skill that everybody got that can make, like, again, that's why I definitely am glad y'all are here, because I want people to know how, you know, that's talking to y'all, that this is more than just a clothing line. This is a movement, and this is something that we really got to do, because I hate people like the narrative. I still remember, I talked about this in a college paper. I remember some years ago, and I went to a restaurant, and this woman, it was Ryan's. You remember when Ryan's was open? It was a woman, and she asked me I was a kid at the time. And they asked my parents and stuff, like, oh, where are you guys from? We said we was from the South Side. And I kid you not, the woman that was helped serve us, she literally looked at us and said, oh, the bad side of town? Wow, somebody don't want to. She went, why that hesitation? She said, oh, the bad side of town. And I just looked at her like, you know, I might have been the kid, but I was old enough to have some common sense of what the heck she said. And I'm just like, wow, like, I hate that picture that's painted, because we're so much like the South Side, Poly, Stop Six, Como, all those areas are so much bigger than what people try to put on us. There's a lot of great people, you know, in every neighborhood, even some of the rich white neighborhoods, there's crime happening. But people like to do this, paint this brush. If, you know, they find something that happens in the neighborhood, and then they paint that over everybody. But it's a lot of great shit going on in these neighborhoods, and I need people to get that. And that's why I'm so glad y'all doing this, man, because we really need this. And, like, just now, like, at this moment, how many orders y'all got going in? Because I want people to feel this of y'all, like, how much people are supporting y'all right now.
Well, I got to give thanks out to Tory Walker. He supports us. And then I got to also give shout out to Tan Hicks. She the one who got the shirts printed for us. So right now, I have two people that's in my corner, but, you know, I know that list going to get a little bigger. But
yes, sir.
That's what's basically happening right now. And this was the first week that the shirt's supposed to be, like, the debut today, you know. But I got the interview with you, so we're going to get with them tomorrow. Everybody know that the shirt's here. And Tuesday, you know, just called me up, and I'm on my way. We had like 125 shirts. So, you know, that's a decent turnout just to be going freestyle. You know, that was just one, that's like a day and a half I got those many orders. So, you know, like I say, once you get the circulating around the city, I mean, I really do think it'll catch on, because a lot of people know about Rosedale. I don't know nobody from Como, Poly, Echo Heights, even other neighborhoods. We're not including them. It's just so happened that these four hoods connect. So really it's a movement for Eastwood, Echo Heights, Northside, everywhere, you know. But it's just these four hoods connect, and I really feel it's going to catch on once the shirts go to moving around this week. You know, I feel a friend might say, man, where you get that shirt at? You know, I think everybody going to, you know, come around. I really have a positive feeling toward it. You know, I think
yeah,
it's going to happen.
And I saw, like, I would see y'all on Facebook talking about people, oh, yeah, this person's into it. And it's a list, man, bro. Like, I don't think I understand. Like, this is great to see. And what I love is, yeah, at the end of the day, there's going to be some people that are going to kind of have this mind. Me and my cousin were just talking about this earlier. People have this mind state. They don't want to see other people do great, but we need y'all to do great. It's because this is bigger than just any of us. This ain't, although y'all the founder, y'all the co-founders of this movement, this movement is not just y'all. It's something that's bigger than all of us. And yeah, man, it's a lot. It's just a lot to man. And again, it's a blessing when he hit me up. And he was your bro hit me up. It's like, oh man, Sid. I'm trying to do my best Madonna's impersonation. Yo, Sid, man. Hey, we got a link with you, man. I want to do an interview on your show about the show. About the show.
Yeah.
But, nah, man, like, that's one thing I like, man. Like, a lot of people always say black people don't do good business. But it's just because you're not finding the right black people. Is you know, it's plenty of white people that do bad business, but we don't hear y'all make that the we don't hear you shot that from the mountaintop. There's plenty of great black business owners out here. I see it every day. I'm one of them. I'm always working with a lot of them, spending my money with a lot of them. So I don't want to hear that there's not great black business people. That's just nonsense. I believe in Gory Lights and Three Bears in real life before I believe that. That's ridiculous, people. I'm gonna jump into another topic because I'd be remiss if I don't. As far as because one thing too, you know, especially what you had to go through in the past, like how important is this movement as well as to help push those who may have been incarcerated and, you know, especially in some cases, people get incarcerated wrongfully. How do you think this movement will also help those people as far as, you know, giving them a sign of hope to be able to go after their dreams and don't let that be an obstacle for them?
Well, I would say this. A lot of guys that's incarcerated that's on their way home, I feel that they'll be a real positive speaker as well because they got a testimony. They done been on the other side of the gate, they done been on this side of the gate, and they trying to change their life. So a lot of them did change their life behind bars, and they really have something to say, especially to the youth. And see, that's one of the strong suits that I focus on right now is the youth because – you know, this new generation right now, they don't have no guidance, really. And that's what they need. They need a big brother or uncle figure that, you know, that have been on the other side to let them know that that's not a place for them to go. Because I've been, when I was in school, Fort Worth ISD was one of the strongest districts in the state of Texas. We competed, you know what I'm saying? We competed to the best of our ability. And that's something that's not here anymore. You know, that's why I say I really focus on the kids as well, especially this new generation, because they need some motivation, you know. They need, you know, because we might have the next Mike Tyson, we might have the next Kevin Durant, we might have the next Zeke Elliott. But, you know, in order for that to happen, you know, they got to stay in school. We got to have positive people to stay in their ear. That's the main goal, too, because, you know, they don't even go past the 19th grade no more. They just give up. They got all that talent. So I really think people incarcerated really will be a good help to us when they come home. You know, I really think that it'll work because a lot of guys that's locked up, they was, you know, they might have been the big dog in their hood, you know. Everybody looked up to them. They just had to take a trip. So, you know, a lot of people look up to them. So Now I would hope that they would come home and have something positive to say and, you know, look up to me in this issue right here. And I think that'll be a strong point for us.
Yeah, I feel like it's just like we got to get to a point to where, you know, it's not commonplace to that, you know, just casting people away. Like, oh, we look at someone just write them off and go, oh, they're not useful anymore. That's nonsense. Like, I hate that. Like, you know, I've seen plenty of people get second chances for some stuff that I'm like, what? How? Like, no, y'all gotta, like, give people, like, if people come out here and they willing to put some work in and do something positive, why, who are we to sit there and tell them that they can't? Like, wasn't that the point that you were trying to prove in the first place? So if they come out doing something positive, I would think y'all would want to support that. But that's, you know, maybe we're just crazy. We're just crazy people. We believe something that's not the case. That's not the case. But, you know, that's not how I operate. I think we should let that manifest. And I think that's where we go wrong. Some of the people, like you said, some of the best teachers, we got them sitting right there, but we cast them away.
Right. That's facts.
And I got a correction in my chat. I was wondering. I was like, okay. I said, man, Rosedale runs where it changes. And so Rosedale turns to Division. I knew it was Randomill. I was like, is Randomill or is Division? I was close in that area. I was like, no, it was one of the big ones. Because yeah, and eventually, as it gets closer to Arlington, it turns to Division. So technically, Division is part of Rosedale too. If you know, y'all want to be technical, but that's here and there. Yeah, we kind of own that part too, but you know, we ain't gonna get into semantics here today. You know how? You go, oh, it's the Division. So yeah, whatever. But I want, like, okay, so as far as, I'm gonna throw a really tough one at you. As far as within the next 5 years, where do you see the Rosedale Clothing brand as well as movement being within the next 5 years?
In the next 5 years, what I wish Rosedale Clothing Line would become, I really hope that, you know, it do well and open up a lot of jobs and, you know, positions for the cause, you know. Because like I say, if they get real big like the kids, that'll give them a job to do. They can print the shirts, you know, because,
exactly,
you know, that'll help them. That'll motivate them to have them a job, and then they working for the community as well. You know, like you say, everybody have all kind of, you know, things that they can do. Like you say, one might cut her, one might do this. And if everything just come together, you know, we can make something happen. I mean, you know, we can be back on all the way down Rosedale again. And that's a wonderful thing. I really feel that it opened up a lot of black business for us. But, you know, we got to have the faith. We can't lay down. We got to have that big mama in us. See, that big mama didn't quit. Whatever she set her goals to, that's what it is. And when she say no, it mean no. And when she say yes, it mean yes. That's what we need. We need that old tradition in us, because we all know better, you know.
And when she had time to play with you, and she was trying to get straight to the point, you kept cutting up. I'm going to that backyard real quick. Would you go? And what you going to go to that backyard and get? A switch.
She's gonna make me get that switch. My grandma used to put them in the tub and let them swell up. So you know, when you come from school, you know you be hungry. And she always make us wash her hands. So when you go in there and wash your hand, you look over in that tub and see them switches. And see, you know what that means. So that's just a reminder to let you know, don't get out of line today, because I got something in there for you.
Oh, man. I got one with shoe hangers. Lord. Oh, my goodness. But nonetheless, man, well, I want to say, as I'm getting as we get coming to a close here at the moment. Again, I thank you for coming to the show and find out a little bit more about you. And, you know, just your mindset on it. And, again, I could definitely tell that y'all are brothers because, you know, y'all got that same mentality, man, and that's a lovely thing. And I'm glad that we got to be a part of this, man. Like, I'm very thankful that y'all use my platform in order to help push this movement. So thank you so much, boss.
I say thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Most definitely. Now, before we let everybody know, as far as if they want to definitely follow y'all so they can definitely get shirts and keep up with the movement, where are the sites and, you know, or like Facebook or whatever they can follow you?
Well, right now, that's what we liking right now is the website. So we finna get a website so it'll be a whole lot easier to purchase the shirt. But right now, we doing it the old-fashioned way. We doing it the hard way. You know, we getting out and going to the neighborhoods and speaking and asking, you know, do they want to be part of this Rosedale Nation? So really, we just doing it the old-fashioned way, the hard way.
No, I agree with you doing it that way. I think people kind of getting too comfortable with doing, you know, just doing the web, doing websites and doing social media. It's not seeming personable no more. You got to go out there and talk to the people because now they connect with it. They got something that, you know, it's not just, okay, here you go, here's the brand, bam. So I agree. Keep doing the in the streets promo because I see that lacking in so many businesses. People not doing clubs no more. People getting lazy. They don't pass out flyers no more. I remember I used to get out the club, hand like five flyers while I be having stuff in my car. People just got lazy. So. Goodness, I know because I used to be one of them people that was getting paid to pass out flyers. At the Super Bowl, I had like 12 flyers. I was passing at one given time. I agree. Keep doing the street promo. Like, that is important. And again, boss, I appreciate y'all, and I'm just glad to continue. I'm gonna be here. You know, it doesn't just stop at this show. Like, you know, I'm going to be a part of moving outside of this show as well. So, again, big ups to y'all. Applause is definitely in order. And, yeah, man, again, thank you so much, man. Thank you so much. And, you know, you got me added on your Facebook now, so you can always reach out to me, too. And, yeah, let's do this, man.
I just wanted to say, I like to say thank you for all my brothers and sisters who have supported this first 125 shirt, and I'm up early in the morning. Just get at me. And I also like to say special thanks to Tan Hicks and also to Tory Walker and to my brother.
Yeah,
you know, he been working real hard with me. You know, Madonna's been doing his part, too. I like to say, you know, me and my brother, we coming back together.
And give a hint to it. Thank you,
audience. That boy did good.
All right. Well, again, thank you, man. So we're going to go ahead and go into another. I can see. That's what I love. Yeah, people always ask me why I don't do mainstream radio. I love being able to play what the hell I want and talk about what the hell I want. So we have to, as you're going to go into the song break before we get going to Crickets of the Week. I'm about to. Should I do it to y'all? Should I? I think I should. Let's throw another one at y'all. I'm gonna keep it local all day. That's how I do it because I can do what I want. All right. So this is another The Cutting song. Taking y'all back. I'm telling you, we've been rocking for a while. This is I'm a Grind. Cause that's what y'all gotta do. With this, if y'all wanna help this movie go hard, man. So again, thank you, man. We'll be back after this, everybody.
Yo, I'm locked in, man.
Beating down beneath the ground is where you fools found that. You only go and get it, that's what you do about that. We hear a squeak about a leak, we go pursue that rat. Put some pussy on the corner, bring the food right back. This chest, homie, why you making moves like that? You ain't doing nothing, bro, but playing to lose like that. He was a real n***a, now he about to lose that stack. Fuck town, put it down, never lose that fact. Go, now we going platinum, man, move that plan. It's been a few since your dude sat back. Try my not to cap at these new rap cats. Cause you don't move like that, you ain't cool like that. Talking all that big game, you ain't true like that.
Until I come up on a billion, I'ma grind. Until my sales on the ceiling, I'ma grind. This hell pack, this whip bottom line. We gonna platinum in the business, so we shine. Until I come up on a billion, I'ma grind. Until my sales on the ceiling, I'ma grind. This hell pack, this whip bottom line. We gonna platinum in the business, so we shine.
I said that I'ma grind. You thought that I was lying. Got a bank of psychiatrists, cause there's money on my mind. So if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to steal your shine. That's why the South's behind, cause y'all wasting too much time. I'm coming from the blind, like number 99.
What up, Kenny?
Staying on my grind until I am enshrined. So yes, I'm in my zone, and get your popcorn like my homie Terrell Owens. I'm killing this song, but this ain't about T.O. Listen to me, bro, these snitches got me just like a P.O. And when it comes to respect, B.B. gets zero. If this don't jam, then you been on them primos. I'm a bully on these beats like an underground demo. Got labels trying to find us just like Nemo. It's still free. Twin low ground or to go broke, that's how it is.
Until I come up on a billion, I'ma grind. Until my sales on the ceiling, I'ma grind. It's no pack, use it with bottom line. We gonna platinum in the business, so we shine. Until I come up on a billion, I'ma grind. Until my sales on the ceiling, I'ma grind. It's no pack, use it with bottom line. We gonna platinum in the business, so we shine.
Okay, yeah. So you don't like me, well I take it that you love me then. And when I blow, I'm the type that calls us to rub it in. We dropped the album and these boys talk shit again. The main dudes talking be the same dudes listening. Hang with all that stupid talk, that blah blah with that stupid walk. Cause of the grind, I got a bankroll that'll make the stupid small. My money long and it stretch like it's elastic. Try to touch it, I make you flip like I teach gymnastics. I'm in love with my money like I'm a millionaire team. So in actuality, I guess you say I am a dope fiend. You ain't talking about money, I don't know what the you mean. I hear you talking about the dough, it's nowhere to be seen. These dudes talking about money like they really got money. They lying, the truth is they ain't no money. I'm colorblind, dude, all I'm seeing is green. From A17 to 316, I'ma grind in.
Until I come up on a billion, I'ma grind. Until my sales on the ceiling, I'ma grind. It's no pay, use it with bottom line. We gonna platinum in the business, so we shine. Until I come up on a billion, I'ma grind. Until my sales on the ceiling, I'ma grind. It's no pay, use it with bottom line. We gonna platinum in the business, so we shine.
I'm a grind. Oh my God, man! I know I'm goofy, y'all. I know. Welcome back to Life at the Dust Live with your boy, City J. That was I'm a Grand by the Cousins. And she just had a great, dope interview with one of the co-founders of Roselle Clothing. And that was my boy, Curtis Ryan. Definitely was great talking to him. As y'all see, this is it's bigger than just clothes. It is a movement. It is a movement that everyone can be part of. It's not, basically this. If you got a gift, you know, and you got something that you're like, man, I really want, how can I be a part of this movement? I don't know how to sell shirts. I don't know how, well, you got something you can do. Like, that's the point of this, like, by you using your gift and just linking with them, everybody's going to win. So, definitely do so. All right, so I got about a few minutes left of the show. I want, again, blog talk, man, this is the chat room. I mean, y'all gave me a fresh chat now. Ain't no rinky dink looking chat no more. Okay, blog talk. Yes, God. Look at that chat room. It's beautiful, I tell you, beautiful. So I'll be promoting the chat room more going forward. I wasn't because it was a flash, and we didn't use flash in the damn chat room, and Lord knows how long. But yeah, I'm kind of lit about that. So I'm going to get Crickets of the Week. First off, and for those who don't know what Crickets of the Week is, it's where I give awards out to the worst or dumbest people of the past week. And shoot, I'm going to use my Crickets of the Week power this week to give a shout out to Blog Talk's old chat room. RIP to Blog Talk's old chat room, Cricket. And the Blog Talk has been through a few different iterations of the chat. But, you know, if y'all remember the old school one where it would do some crazy stuff, it would create what we call the ghost image, where basically you end up in the chat room twice for some weird reason. Y'all remember that? The old antiquated gray, it was like round 10 looking chat room. Oh my God. And it was always slow as hell. Yeah, you had that one. Then they upgraded, quote unquote upgraded, which at that time it was great for what there was at that time. To where we had the flat, they upgraded to this flash chat room. That's pretty dope. Everybody's able to go in there. And now some people are still using their computers more so. So people are going to there, bam. They'd be in the chat room chilling, talking it up, whatnot. But as we start getting the phones more, heck, we couldn't really do the chat room that way no more. So, yes, we need an option that was not flash. And then they bring this out, which I have not the chance to like chat. I'm gonna see if they, because I wanna know. I wanna know what this is. I'm gonna find out live here in the show, doing Crickets of the Week. Is the chat room, you know, has they upgraded now to where it actually allows you to go in there and ooh, look at it now, y'all. Oh, God, an F. Oh, I got to see. Yeah, this is dope. This is dope. Okay. All right, so I'm checking it out now. I'm checking it out on the guest end. What is you doing, baby? Why are you acting like you don't want to let me in? Okay. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Oh, this is my old password. Oh, my God. Okay. I'm over here having to type in the password. The degree of difficulty is ridiculous. Oh, come on. It's not invalid. Whatever. Nonetheless, but the chat room, so now there's a chat that works on there now. Okay. I'm excited about that. So we will be pushing that going forward. So happy. So happy, Crickets of the Week for the old chat room. Oh man, y'all get crickets because y'all waited too fucking long to do this. This should have been here. I love this, y'all. Y'all don't understand. This should have been here. But nonetheless, y'all got it here now, so we can't complain too much. So thank you, Blog Talk. Thank you so much for doing this. This is lovely, man. Clear the chat room messages. Okay. 1, 2. Log out the chat. You can even drop. You can record video, add file, take photo. Okay. Blog Talk. I got excited. I got a little excited about this little chat room because I thought it when I was live. It just happened. It just happened to open it up, and it just like, what the heck is this? This is great. But nonetheless, I'm just thrilled to have. That was a great interview. Cricket of the week. Again, my cricket of the week is going to go to. I really thought on this. And my cricket of the week is going to go to the Houston Rockets. Y'all were literally handing this series on a silver platter. Kevin Durant's hurt. He goes out in game 5. And y'all couldn't finish the job in game 5. And then game 6. Y'all couldn't finish the job in, too. So, y'all, you see, last year was, CP3 was hurt. Okay, CP3 was playing this year, and they were at it, but this time the tables turned, and they had the person down. So, what's y'all excuse? Come on, Houston Rockets. Take the L. Unacceptable. Y'all just don't have, y'all lay an egg every goddamn time, and that's just getting real old. The whole, if you're getting tired of James Harden excuses, all that. And then we got my boy Joel Embiid crying and stuff yesterday, like he in Pee Wee football or something. You know, come on, bro. Like, you can have emotion, but he was crying. Like, he was doing too much. The whole windshield wiper, I think, she was wiping his tears and all that. Just doing too much for me, bro. And the thing is, if you want to talk to us, if you want to be the person that talks so much trash, people wouldn't be high side about it. But he talks, he stayed with the trash talk and just being disrespectful. If you're going to do that, you better hit that same energy all the way through. So you get quick as a gift, man. Oh, my God. Get it together, bro. Get it together. And so, yeah. That's it for my cricket of the week this week. But I want to remind you guys, we got a show coming on Wednesday. Me and Nate Seduction chat it up as we do every hump day after Dust Wednesday. And then next Monday show pending. We have some guests coming next Monday. We'll be getting ready to finalize that and drop it once we have it done. And then we also, for next Wednesday, we have an important show where we will be talking about, it will be exclusively to the Richardson Foundation, and we'll be chopping up about, it'll be just kind of driving people to support the school drive they have coming up in July. So there you go, people. I'm excited for it. It is coming up. A lot of community, we talk about everyone here, and that's why I'm so thankful that we got people who aren't so closed-minded. They realize that we are a variety show, and yeah, sometimes we act crazy, and sometimes we talk about sexual stuff, and sometimes we talk about some ratchet stuff, but we take time to support our community when we can. And glad to be to do so. Glad that you guys to see us as all around and realize that we're here. That we're not just about a particular genre. That we're about good people and great stories. That's what we're here for. Simple as that. All right. So we get ready to roll on that, everybody. Remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, there's a J. Oh, there's a U. There is a way. You tuned the episode of Life of the Dust Live with your boy Sonny J. Again, shout out to the Rosedale Clothing Line. And if y'all missed any parts of the show, you can go to dustspot.com. That's dustspot.com/dustspotradio. And it will allow you to listen to all the shows there, as well as give you options to listen to the shows and different apps, including iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn. So, yeah, there you go. And today's show will be Mark and Rosé, founder of Rosedale Clothing. We out, y'all. Peace.